On the phone with me, celebrity chef extraordinaire Charmaine Broughton. She is the author of Delicious and Doable. Char, we're talking about something I buy a lot of today, rotisserie chickens.
Yes. Now, Kev, the rotisserie chicken, how do you eat it? Do you just consume it as is, like chop it up and have it with the wedge fries that it comes with?
No.
Or do you incorporate it into other dishes?
I incorporate it into other dishes, but sometimes I just want to eat the rotisserie chicken so I can say, hey, what did you do today? I ate a whole chicken.
Well, if you don't want to say that, I have two delicious and doable recipes that you can make using a store-bought rotisserie chicken. And the fabulous thing about these recipes is one chicken makes two different dishes. So we'll give the listener some variety. Starting with my curry chicken pasta salad. Absolutely delicious in true Char fashion, uses nothing but pantry staple items, and of course, that store-bought rotisserie chicken. So you're going to take some Etel pasta, you're going to boil it up, drain and rinse it, and then you are to the pasta, you are going to add half of a rotisserie chicken, you're just going to chop it up. I like to leave the skin on it. When you eat the rotisserie chicken, do you eat the skin, Kev?
I do, yes.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, so do I.
Best part of the chicken.
You're welcome to take the skin off, but I like to add the chicken with the skin. And then you are going to add some mayonnaise and curry powder, chili flakes, turmeric, fresh ground ginger and garlic, some green onions, chopped roasted red pepper, and some dried cranberries. Now, if you didn't have dried cranberries, you could use raisins or sliced dried apricots. But you could also add a chopped fresh apple would be really nice. The sweetness would work really well with the heat of the curry. You're going to stir it all together, and you've got this fabulous curry chicken pasta salad. It is so good, so many amazing flavors and textures. And for this recipe, you can go to my website, charmainbroughton.com, but it's also up on the etelpasta.com website as well.
Fantastic, Char. Sounds wonderful as per usual, and you got another one for us.
I do. It's my crunchy chicken Waldorf salad. This is absolutely phenomenal. You're going to take half of the store-bought rotisserie chicken, chop it up, plop it into a bowl with some diced fennel. So fennel is a great vegetable. It's got like a little licorice-y flavor. It's so fresh and crunchy and delicious. But if you didn't like fennel and or you didn't have it, you could use some finely diced celery, and then you're going to chop up an apple. You could use a pear as well, dice that up, add some diced red onion, some chopped walnuts, some mayonnaise, a little bit of fresh mint, a little bit of Dijon and lemon juice, salt and pepper. Stir it all together, and you've got this fabulous crunchy chicken salad. It is fabulous, in between a piece of rye bread, like you can make a sandwich out of it. And or you can serve it on like a bed of arugula. And it's just a great salad to have on hand for those like quick weeknight suppers and or brown bag lunch.
Once again, Char, you're doing a lot with things that we just have kicking around or you can just pick up at the grocery store. If people are interested in your cookbook, you can get it here in Stratford and you can get it online as well.
You can, yeah. So my book is available on Amazon, and all the information is up on my website, charmainbroughton.com. But it is also available at Fanfare Books at 92 Ontario Street in Stratford. So I really encourage the listeners to get out and support those, small businesses and spend your money wisely and all the amazing small businesses that Stratford has to offer, including Fanfare Books.
100%, Char. Thank you so much for joining me. And of course, you can find your recipes, these recipes, and links to how to get your cookbook at mystratfordnow.com.